You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
South Africa is grappling with a student accommodation crisis, with students often living in unsafe conditions in decaying areas or far from their campuses. The Department of Higher Education's Student Housing Infrastructure Program aims to address this issue, but requires 7 billion rand annually to achieve 300,000 beds targeted and 80 billion rand for 150 projects. For more on this, we join on the line by Gregory Mofokeng, the stakeholder manager of KSL Group. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Jumbo Africa, Elvis.
Mr. Mofokeng, do you believe that government spending is enough, though, to meet the growing demand for student accommodation in South Africa?
Government spending is certainly not enough, Elvis, and that is why it is important that the private sector must partner with government to ensure that there's sufficient funding to provide student accommodation.
But what measures or regulations are in place to ensure that private accommodation providers adhere to quality standards and fair pricing to the students?
Well, that space is fairly regulated in terms of the the norms and standards that are there for student accommodation. So before a student accommodation facility can get accreditation, it has to be aligned with those norms and standards, and therefore that is pretty much regulated. However, there are still a lot of such facilities that do not meet the norms and standards, and that is where the department, as well as universities and other role players, have to make sure that student accommodation is in fact aligned with those norms and standards.
So how do you then believe that private players in the property space can address the socioeconomic disparities that contribute to this potential accommodation crisis?
Well, if you look at what we are doing as KSL Group, we are, in fact, developing student accommodation facilities that are fit for purpose, that are able then to provide quality accommodation to the students so that we can enhance both their academic and their personal development. And that is why it is critical, to forge this, important partnership between government and the private sector.
Another important partnership is, of course, universities and TVET colleges. How do they collaborate with private providers to ensure the seamless integration of accommodation services with the academic programs?
That partnership is absolutely critical because the students that private sector houses, of course, attend their classes at the universities, and it is important that the universities have to play a role in terms of ensuring that the facilities are accredited, that there is sufficient transport that is provided to the students to be able to attend classes, and to ensure that at the end of the day, the facilities also offer amenities as well as the much needed safety, which is quite critical at this juncture in our country.
Highly regulated, this industry, but what steps can be taken to prevent predatory practices by landlords and ensure that students are not exploited in the private rental market?
It is important for institutions such as the universities as well as NSFAS to make sure that price gouging is dealt away with in this sector. We do need to provide quality accommodation at affordable prices for our students as well as their families. So it is rather important that this important institutions such as NSFAS and universities and TVETs are able to regulate the pricing that the student accommodation providers in the private sector are offering.
Can this accommodation crisis be averted, you think, as a whole, Mr. Mofokeng?
With a partnership between government and the private sector, we can certainly do so. It will certainly be averted. We just need to make sure that whatever efforts are there, whatever projects are there, are expedited and implemented. And I think, ourselves as KSL Group and other providers in this space, we are ready to partner with government to ensure that we do address this problem once and for all.
I thank you so much for your time and joining us this morning. That was Gregory Mofokeng, the stakeholder manager of KSL Group.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.